librarian have done good phenomenon. They don't
June
cheat on my
16th, San
this
Francisco,
great
Sugar
all
Day.
master, all Aradha, Nitya Leela, Pravishthom Vishnu Bhav, Shismat Bhakti Pratyan, Vishwam Swami Bhav. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru. Nitya Leela, Pravishthom Vishnu Bhav, Shismat Bhakti Vedan, Swami Bhav. You are studying in your class. We explain what is Uttama Bhakti. Then Uttama Bhakti, from where it begins, its last fraction is Shraddha. What is the meaning of Shraddha? To desire, a desire to serve Krishna and Radhika. This desire is the root of all bhakti. But how it comes? And then symptoms. What symptoms come? Faith in Guru world, Vaishnava world, and Krishna world, and epics world, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is outer symptom. And also, a symptom comes of Saranagati in this, which is the doorway of bhakti. If a man has totally surrendered to Krishna, then if a suffering or anything coming, why he should call others? Like Draupadi, like elephant, or Krishna is always protector. He is everywhere. He is in heart, he knows everything. Then why to fear and how? Why to beg your fold your hand to others? Krishna must say to you, this should come in first Shraddha. But from where Shraddha comes? Sadhu Shraddha. Root of all these things, bhakti. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Prabhavaya. Law Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. So, first Sadhu Sangha, why? Oh, it is due to, it comes due to previous past Bhagavat Sukriti. Not by any good activities regarding father, mother or anything. If you have heard some Harikatha from Vaishnava, you have donated something, even water, any what he requires, or even you have given oil to Thakurji Mandir to for lamp, that's Sukriti may come. Not only small, but so much Sukriti should be there. Punja Punja means lot of sukha. Then Sadhu Sangha comes. And after that, when he creates Shraddha, that by serving of Krishna, your life will be successful. Then he wants to hear more. And then second time Sadhu Sangha. And by his association, he thinks the necessity of Sadhguru. And then he says, for that person, Krishna sends Guru Riyam. And for others, bogus Guru. But those who come in this line, for them, pure Guru qualified. Tasmat Gurum Prapatte Jigyasu Shriya Uttamam Shabde Parecha Nishanasam Brahmanyuk Samaya. This qualified Guru. He knows all the means of all the Shastra, especially Bhagavata, so that he can remove any doubt of his disciple. He should have some realization of Krishna, that he can give Krishna from his heart to others. And most important also, that he should be detached from worldly things, worldly desires. So, anyhow, Krishna merciful, he gives a guru like this. Then, Guru Shushravana, Guru Shraddhapurva Shana, Bandhu like. Like Sadbandhu, like he is my well-wisher. And we should serve that Guru Bhai. And then kindly, he will associate you and he will teach you all the process of life. Without Guru, anyone cannot achieve pure bhakti. Especially, Guru Nishtha is backbone of. If no Guru Nishtha, no. And thus, now he begins for sadhan. Pati sadhan. Kriti sadhya. Bhavet sadhvava. Sadhana vidha. Nitya siddhasya bhavasya. Prakattam riti sadhya. When or all activities by mind, tongue, body and by word, everything to achieve rati, bhav, by these indriyas, these senses, then nitya siddha bhavasya prakatya riti sadhyata. We are eternal servant of Krishna. We have some relation with Krishna. That nitya siddha bhav will come out, manifest by that. This is sadhana. And then his sadhana begins. Then from nishtha, two kinds of bhakti, anishthita and then nishthita. First will come anishthita bhakti. Oh, vidhu vikalpa, utsahai, khantar lai and so many things. Sometimes, oh, very, very enthusiastic in bhakti sadhana. Sometimes, if test is not coming, then it can in these ways. Sometimes we may think, should I give up grihastha, or I should be in grihastha, or should I be renounced? Oh, Maharaj Janak and others were in worldly life. And then, oh, but Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his followers, Rupa Sanatana, oh, so in Dalena. And so this is Anishchita, and then Nishchita Bhakti. But yet some anartha are there, not fully. As much as you will
advance,
anartha will go away. And pure bhakti gradually come in. Then nishtha, ruchi will come. Ruchi will be two kinds. Ruchi in vaishishta apekhi, vaishishta anapekhi. If it is very decorated, then, oh, very beautiful thakur. And if he is naked, oh, no taste. If he is Vaishnav, sings but his voice is not so good, then, oh, not good kirtan. And if anyone who has no bhakti at all, with melody, with so many instruments, he will sing, oh, very good. This is Vaishishta Apekshita. And, oh, if Thakurji anyway, like Bansidas Babaji Maharaj, like others, even naked, not decorated, oh, then, and Krishna Bhakti will come, inspired. By after this, Asakti will come. First, Asakti will come in sadhan, shaman, kirtan, smaran. Asakti means excitement. And after that, what will come? Oh, Asakti, attachment to Radha Krishna, Mahaprabhu. And after that, most important thing, will come Rati. What is Rati? Suddha Sattva Vishishatma Prem Sujjans Samyabha Ruchvi Chittam Masrinna Kridosav Bhavo Bhichat. Suddha Sattva Vishishatma. What meaning? Oh, Prem is like sun. And he is what? Kiran. First rays are like Rati, and it is Suddha Sattva. What is Suddha Sattva? Sattva, Mishra Sattva, Suddha Sattva, Vishesh Suddha. Sattva, or what we are seeing, it is Sattva. Mishra Sattva, conditioned soul with body, Mishra. And Suddha Sattva, pure, liberated soul. And Visuddha Sattva, body of Krishna, his clothes, his everything, his association. So, Suddha Sattva, if anyone has greed to be like friends of Krishna Sakha, father, mother, or his most beloved gopis, that with Krishna we should meditate Sakhas or Marjasoda Nanda Baba or like gopis. And by following, their moods comes in the devotee sadhak heart. This is Suddha Sattva. If Suddha Sattva comes, very soon Prem comes. What is Prem? If any occasion comes, that Prem should be destroyed. Even Prem goes higher and higher. Sneh, Maan, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, And after that, Rudha, Adhirudha, then Mohan, and after that, Madan, Valli, Indradhika. So this is the highest stage of bhakti, Madan, and which is in Radhika. So bhakti, in highest stage, the mood of Radhika, the serving mood of Radhika is Madanakbhav. That is highest stage of what? Uttama bhakti. And first it is Sarva. These all things. Then I want to tell you the gradation of Uttama Bhakti by examples. Srila Sanatana Goswami has divided Uttama Bhakti, those who have Uttama Bhakti, that cut away. First Jnani Bhakta, then Shuddha Bhakta, then Premi Bhakta, Prem Par Bhakta, Prematur Bhakta. Like Prahlad Maharaj, in the first stage of Sant Kumar, four Kumars, and first stage of Sukadeva Goswami. This is the stage. They are Uttam. Prahlad Maharaj is Uttam. Two kinds of Jnani. One Nirvisheshvadi. They don't Svikar Karna. Admit the roop of Krishna. Any quality. Nothing. Like zero. And Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. This world is false. Jeeva also, we are Brahma. Everything in this world is Brahma. These are Jnani. This is against Bhakti. But those who are Jnani Bhakta, that everywhere they are seeing their worshipable deity. Everywhere. Prahlad Maharaj. Everywhere. He sees in Krishna all living entity, and in the living entity he sees, oh Krishna, these are Mahabhaga. What is the defect there? Defect there, they cannot serve Krishna with all tongue, body, mind, soul by books. Why not? Prahlad Maharaj cannot. Because he knows that his Prabhu is very powerful, Aishwaryamay, having so much affluence, he has no appetite, he has no thirst, he never become tired, so no need of seva. But for Prabhu, you should be merciful. From then, Shuddha Bhakta, Ambarish Maharaj, his pure bhakta, by his own senses, he used to serve. And he was pure Shuddha bhakta. Then Hanuman is premi bhakta, more than always serving Ram in his leela by mind, soul, everything. He is Premi Bhakta. But he cannot embrace Ram. He cannot take anything from same dish. He cannot sleep with Ramchandra. When Ram is on throne, he will sit beside. But Pandava, oh, so much more and more. Krishna has married his daughter, his sister Subhadra to him. And he became charioteer of Arjun. And he was following the order of Arjun like a serpent. He became messenger of Pandava and went to Duryodhan. Even in battle, when the horses of the chariot of Arjun were tired, then he come down and he used to massage them. What to Arjun? They used to take prasadam from one dish, sleeping on the sand. But sometimes, when Krishna showed him in universal form, then he feared. Oh, what I have done? I have told him, Sakha. I have done offense in the Lord's feet of Krishna. He is creator of whole world. He is Prabhu of whole world. I have told him, oh, my leg, take my chariot in the middle of the so many things. Oh, Prabhu, you should. So, as such buddhi came, but Uddhav, more and more. From Uddhav, Uddhav has prayed the thick dust of gopis. So, gopis are more superior than even Uddhav. Brajavasi are more superior than Uddhav. First, Darsya. From Darsya to Sakya are more superior. Siddham, Subal. They can fight with Krishna, they can, oh, when he is sleeping, they will go, oh, Kaniya, Uddhav, Uddhav. And Mother Yashoda and Nand Baba, more. In Nand Baba Yashoda, Yashoda has both affection and mamata, minus to Krishna. So she is superior. And from Yashoda, all the gopis are superior. In all gopis, Chandravali and Radhika are superior. And in them, oh, superior. Valli, Srimati, Radhika. So in this category, Srimati Radhika is far superior than all Krishna, most beloved gopis. Because she has madana bhav to Krishna. Now we have discussed about Ras. After that, Jugal Geet came. And after Jugal Geet, Krishna killed Shankhachur, Sudarshan, a python. And after that, he killed Keshi, Vyomasur, Arishtasur and others. So, who will tell Sudarshan? Remember Sudarshan?
Ramo Ramo Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my obeisances millions of times. Lotus feet of Sri Guru Padma, Omnishna Pad, Sri Srimad, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, present Pinandi Vaishnavas, Sajjan Matri Mandal, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. Sri Gurudev has given me order to try to discuss some of the pastimes of Sri Krishna. So we should understand, Thakur Bhaktivinoda describes in his literatures, that each of the demons killed by Krishna represent one fault or one obstacle. Therefore, by hearing these pastimes, that fault which is present in us will become obliterated and the path towards pure devotion will become clear. Therefore, one of the major, actually the biggest obstacle towards devotion is the disease or the fault of Mayavad. Mayavad means the people who do not accept the difference between the individual soul and the Supreme Soul. They think Sarvakalavidam Brahma. We are all the Supreme Lord. We are all one with God. But this conclusion is completely against devotion. Because if you merge with God, is there anybody left to serve Him? If you become God, can you taste Him? If your tongue is made of sugar, can you taste sugar? It's quite impossible. Therefore, I'll tell one little story. When Guruji was in Himalaya many years before with his spiritual master, Nityalila Parishila Bhakti Pragyan Kesav Maharaj. That time Gurudev was reading one book by Sri Sanatan Goswami called Brihad Bhagavatamrita. That time there was one Mayavadi, means the followers of Sankaracharya. You can know them very clearly because they have three lines of tilak across here. He came and asked Gurudev, why you're reading that book? You should be reading the commentary of Vedanta by Sri Sankaracharya. And Gurudev answered, because I prefer to read the books of Sanatana Goswami because he is higher. That man said, that is crazy how you can say that. Sankaracharya is direct incarnation of Mahadev. And Gurudev said, I know that, but Sanatana Goswami is direct representation of Srimati Radhika's own servant. Therefore, he is higher. Then some argument came. So Padam Gurudev, Guruji's guru, was inside hearing. Then he came out. Then there was Padam Gurudev challenged him and said, I say you're becoming one with the Supreme Lord is the same as becoming one with stool. And that man was horrified. How you can say such a thing? Yes, because if you become one with stool, you become stool. No one to smell the bad smell. If you become one with Krishna, no one to taste the beauty of Krishna. Therefore, it's the same thing. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Taramadi mukta vancha koita prajan dahad hoiti krishna bhakti hoile antadhyam. Where there is even a fragrance of the smell of the desire to become one with God, then devotional service, the desire to serve Krishna, completely disappears. Therefore, this demon of the desire to become one with God is represented by the python called Sudarshan. One time in 10th Canto it describes that Krishna, his mother and father, all his friends, all the Brijabasis were in the forest performing kirtan. So the question comes, what were they doing in the forest in the middle of the night? Therefore that must have been Ekadasi day. Especially in Vrindavan, many people say,
in nearer to Mathura, there, and they were fasting and
so many people think anyway that because especially in Vrindavan in India, people think, oh, we are Brijbasis, we don't need to follow any type of rules or regulations, we don't need to follow Ekadasi or Shivaratri or nothing because we are Brijbasi. But this is not true because Brijbasi also follow vows like Ekadasi and the appearance day of Lord Shiva. Therefore, Lord Shiva, he is the greatest devotee. Without his mercy, it's quite impossible to achieve devotion to Sri Krishna. Just like Ganga is the greatest river, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest of the Puranas. In the same way, Vaishnavanam Yatasambhu, Lord Shiva or Mahadev is the greatest of the devotees. Therefore, without his mercy, Krishna Bhakti is quite, imagine, it's impossible to achieve. Therefore, all the Brijvasis in the middle of the night, that was the night of Shiva Kadasi, Shiva Chaturdasi, they were fasting for the grace of Lord Shiva. So at that time, one demon, one snake, in the form of a python, he came and grabbed Krishna's father, Nandababa and began to swallow him whole. He thought, everyone else is fasting, but why should I fast? Then he began to chew Nandababa and swallow him. That time, they began beating that snake with torches and sticks and stones, but that snake would not release Nandababa. Because those who do not believe in the personality of Godhead or the form of Krishna, then neither they believe in the eternal personality of the associates of Krishna, because they think the jiva has become destroyed by merging with God. Therefore, this demon means Krishna should have no form, no associates, no pastimes, especially no mother and father. Therefore, he began to swallow Nandababa. That time everyone began beating that snake, but he would not release Nandababa until Krishna came himself and touched that snake on the head with his own lotus feet. So that desire to become one with the Supreme Lord can be destroyed only by the special grace of Krishna and his devotees. For example, Janak Maharaj, he was playing the pastime of an Advaitavadi, actually of a Brahmavadi. Brahmavadi is two main gurus. One is Janak Maharaj, the other one is Astavakra. Therefore, when Ram and Lakshman came after taking weapons training from Vishwamitra Rishi, they came back to Janakpuri. That time, Janak Maharaj asked, "Hey, who are those two boys? They are very attractive. They have attracted my mind from the happiness of meditating on the impersonal Brahman. Etu balak ati anuragi barosa mam brahmasukatyagi. Those two boys, their beauty has attracted my mind from impersonal liberation. Therefore, the desire to become a devotee can appear in the heart of an Advaitavadi only by the special grace of Krishna and his devotees." So Krishna kicked that serpent in the head, means he got some pure intelligence by the grace of the foot dust of Krishna. Then he spat and he released Nandababa and he took his original form as a Vidyadhara. Sudarshan Vidyadhara. He had been cursed to become a python for some offense. But that offense has skipped my mind now. I cannot remember. So,
you see, he was laughing, joking. How beautiful, how beautiful. Astabak. And then he coughed. Oh, you should be python.
Because python is very beautiful outside, but inside he's full of poison.
Oh no, outside, every side.
Therefore, you should not make offense to any sunny person by laughing at them. That is the point. So there was one Brahmavadi called Astavakra. He was in the womb of his mother. His father was chanting Vedic mantras. And in the womb he said, "Father, you are not chanting properly." And father became angry, "You're correcting me." And I curse you, become bent in eight places. Therefore, he used to walk a little funny. So Vidyadhara, he laughed. "Oh, you walk very nicely, Maharaj, you're very attractive." Then he cursed him, "You could become a snake." And he fell at the feet of Astavakra and begged, "How I can be forgiven for this offense? How can I be free from the snake form? You can be freed only by the grace of Krishna himself." Therefore, another point is sometimes saintly personalities become angry, but that does not mean they do not have affection for us. Their anger is another form of their blessings. Otherwise, how an ordinary demigod like Vidyadhara can get the feet dust of Krishna and get the feet of Nandababa in his stomach? It must be the special grace of Krishna himself. Therefore, one more point, when Krishna touched him with his feet, he became a demigod, because in his previous life, he had not practiced devotion. Therefore, he got the mercy of Krishna and became a demigod, but that pure devotion he did not achieve. He did not achieve the form of an associate of Krishna. So, by the grace of hearing this pastime, by the grace of Guru Pada Padma and the eternal pastime of Krishna, this fault of Mayavad can be obliterated from our heart.
Shivaratri festival, when they returned back to Vrindavan,
Then at that time, it was holy. So it was Purnima night, holy, and Krishna and Balaram, they began to go into the forest to enjoy the Purnima night, just as the night was setting itself, and they were listening to the damsels of Braja. Krishna and Balaram are unlimitedly strong. They had beautiful limbs. They were dressed in spotless clothing. They had beautiful garlands upon them. And they looked so gorgeous. And the gopis, they became so enchanted by looking at Krishna and Balaram. They began singing some beautiful songs. And Krishna and Balaram were seeing the lush grasses of the forest. They were seeing the beautiful trees. And the trees were laden with fruits and flowers, and the flower fragrance of Malika, Cheli, Kameli, Beli. So many beautiful fragrances were being blown through the atmosphere by the breeze. And the bees were humming here and there. And this way, Krishna and Balaram were so enchanted and so excited by the atmosphere, looking at the full moon and all of the stars dancing around the full moon in a great, beautiful scene, they began to sing. And the singing of Krishna and Balaram is not ordinary. Actually, they were able to sing all of the notes that are in the full range at one time. And so in this way, they sang so beautifully, they began to enchant everyone. And the gopis, who were very beautifully dressed with garlands and flowers in their hair and very nicely decorated, became stunned and began to faint, hearing the beautiful songs of Krishna and Balaram. And at this, their clothes became slackened, their garlands became loose, their braids became loose, their flowers were falling. And just at that point, then Krishna and Balaram began to have very sweet pastimes with the damsels of Braja. So at that time, a very intimate servant of Kuvera, treasurer of the demigods, came. His name was Sankachuda. He was big and strong, handsome, and very wealthy. But he thought to himself, why Krishna and Balaram, these cowherd boys, are enjoying these beautiful girls? I should have them. So he had a big stick, and he began swinging the stick like this and forcing the cowherd girls that you move, go to the north. And frightened, even though right in front of, in the immediate vicinity of Krishna and Balaram, swinging a stick like this, the grand damsels of Braja began to run, move to the north in a frightened way. And they began yelling out, Krishna, Rama, Krishna, Rama, Seva. Then Krishna and Rama began running after them, like two bull elephants, very strong, picking up big logs and chasing them. So when Sankachuda looked behind him and he saw, oh, these are not ordinary boys. They are very strong. And they are carrying big logs and running swiftly. They'll catch me. So with great anxiety and fear, Sankachuda left the gopis and ran very quickly. So Krishna at that time, he looked at Balaram. Before catching up with the gopis, he looked at Balaram, glancing at Balaram, indicating you should stay here and protect these gopis. And it also indicated that these were his gopis. These were his particular gopis. And then Balaram told, kill him quickly. And Krishna said, yes, I will kill him now. And although by that time, Sankachuda had run very swiftly in a far distance, he took a few steps, Krishna ran, as if he was nearby, and captured him. And took his fist, and with one fist, struck him on the head. And immediately decapitated his head, and grabbed the shank, the beautiful jewel that looked like a conch shell upon his head. Taking off his head and taking the shank, he came back to see Balaram and the gopis. And not wanting to have any of the gopis become envious that, oh, he has given the jewel to me, or this one or that one, so he gave it to Balaram. Balaram took the jewel, and then later on, secretly, knowing what Krishna wanted in his heart, he gave it to Srimati Radha. In the meantime, in the time. Great sage Narada Rishi went to Kans and told Kans, do you know that the girl which became in the form of eight-handed Durga Devi, she was not the daughter of Vasudev and Devaki. Really, she was daughter of Yashoda. And Krishna, you know, Krishna is son of Devaki and Baldev from Rohini. Actually, they are the sons of Devaki and Vasudev. And all the Yadubansis, prominent, they are demigods. Anyhow, they want to kill you. Be careful. And then, Narayana, 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 Jai Jai Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. He went on. In the meantime, Krishna killed Vrishabhasura by killing him. Gopis told that we cannot touch you, Krishna. You have committed offense by killing a cow. Then Krishna told that how I will be purified. Then, you should eat bath in whole Tirthasthali. Then, Tirthasthali means pilgrimage, holy places like Prayag, Pushkar, Gangotri, Haridwar, and others. Then, and at once Krishna with his edi, he created Krishna Kunda, Shyam Kunda, and then Radha, she made Radha Kunda in this way. And then Jashiva,
So Srila Gurudev, he has asked to speak about the Keshi demon. The Keshi demon is a huge horse demon, servant of Kamsa. And just before the Keshi demon manifested in Vrindavan, Krishna's dear friend, Madhu Mangal, he was saying to Krishna, oh Krishna, why does everybody worship you? Perhaps they worship you just because you have a flute and a peacock feather. So Krishna said, okay, my dear Sakha, why don't you take this peacock feather for a day and my flute for a day, and then you can become famous also. So Madhu Mangal, he thought this was a very good idea. So Madhu Mangal, he took this peacock feather and Krishna's flute, and he was wandering around in Braj thinking that, oh, now I'm going to become as famous as Krishna. But just at that time, the Keshi demon, this huge horse demon, that's mane was reaching the clouds, enormous, very, very powerful demon of Kamsa, he came to Vrindavan seeking Krishna, and he'd been told that Krishna, he wears a peacock feather and he has a flute in his belt. So Madhu Mangal, wandering around, suddenly the Keshi demon came in view, and Madhu Mangal was terrified. And the Keshi demon, just by the sweeping of his tail, he pushed Madhu Mangal hundreds of yards back. So at that time, Madhu Mangal, he ran. And at that time, Krishna, all knowing, he came to that area where Keshi demon was. At that time, the Keshi demon, he charged straight at Krishna. And Krishna, with his fist, he pushed his fist into the throat of Keshi demon and became like very, very hot, like hot iron. And this took the life of Keshi demon. And Keshi demon was finished. So that time, everyone was glorifying Krishna. And Madhu Mangal, again, very humbly, he took the peacock feather and Krishna's flute back to Krishna, and never again did he want to imitate the Lord. Keshi demon was a very ferocious demon and was annihilated very easily by the Lord. So this is the pastime of Keshi demon.
After this pastime, Narada singing Krishna glories, he went to Braj and met with Krishna and told, "O Prabhu, you are Supreme Lord. You have come to reduce the burden of earth by the prayer of Brahma, Shankara and others and powers. Now, I want that I should see, day after tomorrow that you will go to Mathura. You kill Kubalyapi. After that you will kill Charun, Mustik and even Kamsa. And then you will defeat Jarasandha. 17 times. And after, you will go to Dwarka with whole family there. In a night, that Puri will be constructed by Vishwakarma himself. Very beautiful. And then, there you will kill Pundarik Vasudeva. Who was imitating that I am Vasudev Krishna having two folded, two wooden arms. And told Krishna that you should fight, otherwise give up your form, I am Vasudev. Then Krishna took his head by, I will see. After that you will go to, Baldev will marry, then you will marry with Rukmini, Satyabhama and all others. I will see. And after that, in Mahabharata Yuddha, you will go and you will finish both army excepting some only. Five Pandavas, you and other party, Ashwatthama, Kripacharya, Kritabarma. Only this. Oh, so much burden will be go away. So I want to see. I know that you are now drinking in the ocean of Braj Prem. You have not remembering all these things, but I came only to remember, remind you. And then, why he did so? He went to Kamsa and told that be careful from demigods and Krishna and Vasudeva. Krishna and Balaram. Why he told? And again he went to Krishna and told him that I want that you should kill Kansa and others. Both sides. Kansa thinks that Krishna, Narada is my guru there. And Krishna and Brajavasi also they think like, Narada is high class of devotee. Any general person cannot understand his understandings. he thought, oh, Kansa is getting so much torturing Vasudev and Devaki, Ugrasen and others. All the dynasty of Krishna are out of Mathura. And Kansa is torturing all. So I should do something that he, very soon he should torture more, that Krishna will come and finish. That is very good. Now, Kansa was called a meeting. Charu, Mosti, Hal Toshal, and also Javan, Kaljavan and others perhaps, all them, and told what Narayan told and what we should do. We are seeing that so many powerful demons we have sent to kill Krishna and Baldev in Braja, but none has come to tell that what became. So, we cannot kill him in Braja. He must be anyhow called here. We make a Dharush Yajna. Dharush Yajna? That sacrifice. To please, we will tell that to please Rangeshwar Mahadev. And we should call all prominent kings here and there. We should call Nand Baba and Krishna and Baldev strictly. And then here, my elephant, Kubalyafir, will crush Krishna and Baldev. If anyhow we will be set, then what? Charun Mustik will crush them. Then he called Akku. Oh, my dear friend Akku, you are my well-wisher, I know. I have trust on you. Please go and tell Nanda Baba that he should come with his so many, with with Upahar presentation and give my kar tax anyhow you should. Then he told, he was thinking, oh, now his last days is coming very soon. If anyone takes a poisonous snake on his neck and he bites them and he, so serpent was so big, very far away, but he is bringing there, so he is calling. Anyhow, I am very fortunate that I will go to Braja and bring. How Akrur went to Braja and how he was overwhelmed with seeing the footprints of Krishna, and he prayed Krishna, and how Akrur brought, what was the stage of the gopi, lamenting and feeling so much separation. Tirth Maharaj should tell something. Gracias. And Pura Leela. Dear Raj, Sri Krishna went, he lived in Brajapuram, then he had three forms, Balla, Poganda, and Koishu. Three types of Leela he did. And there are so many associates, five kinds of more. There are mostly Dasa, Shakra, Vatsala, and Madhu. So Sri Krishna always was testing their mood. After that, Sri Krishna's desire, Sri Krishna wants more than gopi mood. How can taste this gopi mood? So at that time, Sri Krishna decided he wants to go to the water. Here also to this book, Kamsa wants to kill Sri Krishna and Balaram. So he sent so many demons in Vraja, but they cannot kill, so they cannot come back later. So everyone got. After then comes a decide and call to Agra, you must go in Vraja Bhumi and you call Krishna and Balaram, they will come here. After then, so Nanda Maharaj and Brajavasi, they will come because they give my Rajas the taxes, and after them, so here we are making one big festival, Shiva Mela festival. So in this way, so many kinds of Indian things, so Krishna Balaram will come. So comes a saint or two. Next day, Ekadasi night, decide with Akru. Next day, Dwadasi day, so Akru went from Mathura to Nandagam. When he went on the way, at that time he thought, Sri Krishna is, Krishna Balaram is sons of Vasudeva. He is my brother. So Krishna Balaram, they are not ordinary persons. They are Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So life after life, all the times, all yugas, so they are coming. So many incarnations. And this time, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna appeared. And he played in Brajabhumi so many plays. So, and he always testing their moves, but I am his uncle. If sometime he is calling me uncle, so he has this move. In this way, then he has opulence mood also. That time when he had seen, there are so many footprints. Sri Krishna played in Braja. When he played, when he played root, at that time, Brajavasi and Brajabhumi, there are hills, stones, everything melt. So there are so many footprints in Nandagam Charanpari, Giriraj Charanpari, and Giriraj, they are their footprints, and Kamavan, Baitan. So every we see, so when Sri Krishna played root, at that time, so melt stone, so become a mud. When Krishna was here, there, so beat and so put. So Akrur When had seen this good pain at that time, he prayed his Sastanga Pranam. So whose feet does Lakshmi Devi always pray? And Brahma, Shiv, any kind Rishi, sages, so everyone there praying this Buddhas. So I also pray to this Buddhas. Sri Krishna will be happy and he will be preserving. In this way he prayed his all incarnation. So Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he is Purna Avatari. So when he will give me darshan and calling me Antal. So this way, so he has had it absorbed more. When he came in Nanda Bhavan, then Nanda Maharaj gave respect to him and he took food and ate prasadam. After that they took rest. In the evening time, when Krishna Balaram came from Goshtavan, after then Yashoda Mata every day evening did aarti. So same way, she did aarti and she gave plenteous moors and everything. After then, when Krishna Balaram took prasad, then Nanda Baba told them, O Krishna, O Balaram, so now, today, Antrud came from Mathura. He is your chacha uncle. So you can give respect to him and talk with him. At that time, so Krishna Balaram came, they did pranam. That time, so Sri Krishna and Balaram, when they see Antrud request more, O Krishna, O Balaram, you are not ordinary person, Supreme God. So you appear in Mathura, or your father is Nanda Vasudev Maharaj, and Devaki. And said, both persons, Balaram also has. So Vasudev and Devaki, they are living in prison, so long time passed. And Kamsa always making problems, disturbance, always fighting, quarreling, killing others, so many things. But how long time will be this disturbance? If you are not coming there, not safe to them, then they will die. They decide. And they will die. You tell me. What happening? Oh, what are you doing? At that time, Krishna Balaram promised, okay, we are going tomorrow morning. We are going to Mathura. And first, we kill to Kamsa. After that, we save Devaki and Vasudev. So that time, when they promised and they told, at that time, all Prajavasi, they are very sad, very unhappening, and whole night they are not sleeping, always talking about Sri Krishna, Yashoda Mata, also weeping. Nanda Maharaj gave pacify to her, Yashoda. You don't know Sri Krishna Balaram now, so young age, and they are going to Mathura in capital city, so with me, they are going with me. And then we'll come here very soon. So how long time? So we are living there. They have not seen in Mathura. So we are going there. After then come back, Rita. You don't worry. Get pacified. And in this way, so each other, everyone talking and weeping whole night. They do not sleep. After that, in the morning time, Rohini Mata cooked prasadam, then Yashoda Mata gave prasad, Krishna Balaram, everyone they took and everyone ready. When Nanda Maharaj also ready to go Mathura, at that time Krishna Balaram give pranam to Mata Yashoda and request more, so very soon will come. After then they sit in chariot. When they sit in chariot, at that time all Brajagopis came there. Every year they surrounding, some persons falling on the ground, some persons taking wheels, some persons taking horse and chariot. So every year they are weeping. At that time they said, Aho Vidhata Tava Nakati Daya.
At that time, Brajgopis also followed the chariot. They came in Uddhav Kiari in forest. At that time, so Brajgopis, when they had seen glass and chariot, that time they are looking only Krishna. After then, they are falling on the ground and fainting. Then, Brajgopis, they saw Govinda Damodar Madhave Shri. Govinda Damodar Madhave Shri. This way. So Brajgopi, all a very deep separation mode, they are panting on the ground. In Uddhav Kiari. Then approved to Krishna Balaram, they point in Mathura. Here Brajavasi, always they are waiting for Sri Krishna, long, long time. So 3 months they are not drinking water, not eating food. Always they are fasting and waiting for Sri Krishna. They are in Mathura when Akrur and Krishna Balaram, they came in Mathura. At that time, in the evenings before sunset, then Nanda Baba keep all luggage and all gulaskar there. After then, Nanda Baba gave prasadam to Krishna and Balaram. After prasadam, then they went in Mathura Puri. So in this way, Akru came in Mathura and Krishna Balaram also came. So, yes, sir.
When concerned of growth, then in the way, we were thinking, oh, I am very fortunate. I will go and show Supreme Lord Krishna and Baldev. Oh, will they call me uncle, my dear uncle, uncle? Will they embrace me? Will I keep my head on their feet, thinking so? And when he went to Nandagram and he saw the footprints and dust sunk, lotus feet, dhanu, chakra and so many things, oh, at once he jumped up from his chariot and began to roll down on lotus feet dust of Krishna. And tears coming, oh, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, if anyone has that mood, like Akrur, then they certainly have the mercy of Krishna. Then he went. When it was declared that tomorrow in the morning, Nandoba, myself, I am going, the Sakhas are going, Krishna Baldev will go to Mathura to pay tax, and if he will not obey, then he will torture also, and he will try to kill Krishna and Baldev. So, better we should go. And in the meantime, what told Tirth Maharaj in the night, whole night gopis were lamenting and lamenting. They were thinking that we are not so beautiful. But the wives of Jadav, Rajkumari, they are very, very beautiful. When they will see the smiling face of Krishna, they will be attracted. And Krishna also will be attracted to them. How he can return? He will not return, we know. So, they are the Rajkumari of city kingdom, Mathura. We are cowherds. We are not so qualified for Krishna. So Krishna minor, he will not return again. So they were lamenting so much. Oh, they were speaking to each other. Oh, all the Brajavasi are foolish. Or father, mothers, they are not checking, stopping Krishna. Why they are allowed? Mother Yashoda, oh, so foolish. She has no intelligence. She is not stopping Nanda Baba to not to go to Mathura. And then whole life weeping and weeping. After that, when Nanda Baba and all were ready to go and Krishna and Baldev on the chariot, then they told, oh, Yashodama took Krishna and his room high under bed. Nanda Baba was searching, where Krishna? Where Krishna? Then he told, don't be worried. I'm taking Krishna and promising that with me I will return and give your son in your lap. Don't worry. Then he took, and when they were all ready, oh, Sakha and Nanda Baba are very eager to go and to see that Dhanush Yajna. So gopis gave up their shame, everything. They came forward in front of their Gurujan, superiors, and they catch hold of the rein of the horses. Some lying on the ground, like they made what hunger strike or then they were telling to Krishna, you should not go. Lamenting so much, Krishna came out of his chariot and told, I promise that today I am going, tomorrow I will finish my job there, and day after tomorrow, perso, I must come. Then gopis thought that Krishna is Satyasankalpa. What he tells, oh, always, he must come. And then became faint and accrued. Gopis are telling, this accrued is not accrued, but he is crude. Crude means? Crude means hearted. He has come to take our life and soul. In this way, a crew took them, and Nanda Baba with all Sakhas, he had reached before on the bank of Jamuna there, and he was resting and waiting of Krishna. Then Krishna and Baldev with a crew, they went there. A crew told, please come to my room, my house. I want to give your food first. Krishna told, Chacha, uncle, we will finish our job here and then we will come to your house, don't worry. And they sent, and Akrur went to Kans and told that I have brought. And he, in the night, Kans has so many dreams that I'm sitting on a donkey and my mouth has been colored with red everywhere and anyone is killing me. And after that, in day, he was seeing that all these jackals weeping from Aka, from the sky, blood raining was there. So many unauspicious things. Oh, now he became. After that, what became? Oh, he went to there. Prem Prayojan. Is he here? Can you, after that? What? How Krishna went to Mathurapuri, killed Dhanushta, he broke the Dhanush and other. That is there. Who were decorating, giving onion in one life. Oh, like this.
So when Sri Krishna went into Mathurapuri,
Akumari, oh, they were throwing flowers, chawal, akshat, durba, and khoi, everything on Krishna. And Krishna smiling. Also they, by smiling, by their eyes to Krishna, in heart and embraced. In this way he was going. Everyone of Mathura was so happy to see Krishna. Then, go, Kubja. Or oh, before Kubja, something the washerman.
So, as Sri Krishna was going through the street, a tailor took the cloths and the women.
People quarreling, so many. And he saw, Krishna told that, can you give me? Oh, why not? You are the best person to. And then he. Now Krishna becomes so beautiful. And then Kubja.
So, this washerman, Krishna had killed him. Why? Because in his Krishna said, oh, you are very attractive. Can you give me this sacrifice? So then, that Kubja, hunchback woman, she was very happy to give the sandalwood paste to Sri Krishna, and she began to smear on his body. So Krishna was very pleased. So he stepped on her toes and grabbed her by the ears and made her straight, and she was perfect and beautiful in a moment. So then Krishna was leaving with his friends, but someone was pulling his cloth. Kubja took the cloth that Krishna was pulling and said, oh, please, can you come back to my house? Just now, Sikha said, later. And now I'm busy, I have some business to do. I promise I must go to your place and fulfill all your desires. So Sri Krishna was on his way. And he came to the arena where the bow was. And Sri Krishna took the bow and strung it and stretched and broke the bow. And the bow made such a thunderous sound. It struck terror into the heart of Kamsa Maharaj. He was very worried, very disturbed. After that, Sri Krishna returned to the camp of Nanda Maharaj just outside Mathura.
Those who were guard of that dhanush and a big army of Kams, they began to kill Krishna. But Krishna killed them all and then he returned back.
Krishna and Balaram took one part of the broken bow each, and using one half of a broken bow each, they beat all the soldiers who were attacking them and killed them all, and then returned after a very eventful evening, first evening in the city. The next day,
thank you.
Thank you. Lokha. Now, next day, in the meantime comes, saw that Krishna and Baldev are very strong. They killed our whole army, and that he broke the, oh, it was more than Indradhanush. So he began to think, oh, I may be killed by them. And then he again told to Charu, Mustik and others, and the elephant driver, that you should keep so much wine too, and when Krishna will come by main gate, you should crush. And if any will, anyhow he will say, then Charan must kill him. In the way he made a plan. And after that, go Premanande.
Hare Krishna. Some devotee has requested for initiation to take place tomorrow. The residence in hotel, room number 1711. The devotees who desire for initiation requested yesterday, they'll come tomorrow 8:30 a.m. And due to the advance, Guru will be right. Now we'll proceed now for this next destination. So no need to be hopeless. Hare Krishna.
Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda, Govin